This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Monsura in for Ed Ronco. Coming up, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is weighing whether to opt into a federal initiative that allows taxpayers to receive a $1,700 tax break for donating to nonprofits that fund student scholarships. But first, Alzheimer's is an irreversible brain disorder that slowly destroys a person's memory and thinking skills. There is no cure for Alzheimer's. Over 4,000 people in our five-county listening area suffer from the disease. In order to help Alzheimer's patients and their caregivers, local entrepreneurs have founded Memory Bright. John Velas lives in northern Michigan. His father recently fell victim to the disease, which inspired him to create the Memory Bright app. It uses what's known as reminiscence therapy to help people who suffer from memory loss and the people who care for them. Velas sat down with IPR's Ed Ronco.
What we've done is we've taken that idea of reminiscence therapy and created a platform that allows caregivers to curate these digital life albums that include stories and photos and voices and video.
So if I am hearing you correctly, maybe there's always been a resource that is, say, flashcards for somebody, or albums from your youth. Of course, those have existed forever. But what you're talking about are things that are very particular to the individual. So here's a picture of your house, or here's a voice from your past that we have a recording of, or here's a picture of something very familiar to you that's going to jog a memory, or at least sort of soothe some anxiety?
100%.
Okay.
So for my father, I would build one, and I would have one, my son Charlie, and I would have maybe three or four photos of Charlie. I'd maybe have Charlie's voice talking to his papu. Papu is grandpa in Greek, and talking to papu and talking about how we went fishing and how, you know, you love pulling in that big fish. And, you know, and maybe we would have like a little short video of, you know, Charlie when, you know, hanging around the house with papu and that. And so, yes, very, very personal. In the same way that we talked about reminiscence therapy, wanting to reach back into your past and find the songs or the smells or the photos that are unique to your life.
John, do you mind if I ask you a little more about your dad?
Sure.
What was his name?
Ah, his name was Charlie, too. So my son's name, named after Charlie. His name was Charlie Velas. Just a gregarious little Greek guy, no middle name. All his brothers and sisters had middle names. There were eight in the family, and he never had a middle name. My yaya and papu didn't speak really good English, and so I never really knew why. But he was a director of sales and budgets for Cadillac Motor down in Detroit. So he was, you know, pretty successful, pretty competent fella in terms of being able to take care of things. And it was a really interesting period, and it was a real blessing in terms of being with him. Because all of a sudden he became, I refer to him as, he became almost like this 8-year-old boy who was just very fascinated in the moment. You talk about mindfulness. My dad was totally mind. That's all he had. He had the moment, and he didn't have, you know, a lot of background knowledge. So everything was fresh and was new. And that was an enjoyable time to be with him. We took him up on top of Crystal for one of the fall color. Mm. And again, he was like this kid who would never see. We got to the top of the mountain. He just said, "Holy cow, John, who thinks of stuff like this?" It was all fresh and new to him. So that was one side of the coin. But the other side of the coin was that while there was this really kind of fun guy that I got to hang out with, he wasn't my dad. You know, my dad was gone.
Yeah.
This was this wonderful person who looked like my dad and kind of talked like my dad, but it wasn't, you know, the dad who I could go to and say, "Man, you know, I got this thing going. What do you think?"
So when you talk about the product you're trying to bring to market right now with Memory Bright, mm-hmm. so far you've framed it in what it will do for the people who have Alzheimer's or dementia, but it sounds like it would... Like, you said I wish I should have built one of these for my dad, for my dad. Mm-hmm. But it seems like also you would have been building it for yourself too. And that the people who are going to be using this, perhaps, it's as much of a balm to them perhaps as it is to the patient they're working with, the loved one.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have a story activity that you would build, and you could sit down with them and throw it up on the TV or a computer or a laptop or a phone or whatever, and you can step through this story that you build with them. And so, you know, you can say, hey, Dad, you know, you remember when we went fishing? You know, hey, look, here's a picture of you and Charlie holding this great fish. And, you know, early on, probably prompt some memories. Later on in the progression of the disease, maybe just elicit a smile, but, you know, knowing or perhaps hoping that there's some connection there when you're with them. So yeah, it provides an opportunity for you to spend quality. We say returning to joy, you know, and trying to bring joy back into that relationship, because as a caregiver, it becomes overwhelming. So it's nice to have that for ourselves, to bring up those photos and share those photos with the person who's going through dementia, because as you said, your term is a good one. It's a balm.
John, thank you so much for your time and your story.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
That was Ed Ronco chatting with John Velas, co-founder of Memory Bright. If you'd like to know a little bit more about his product, head to our website, iprnews.org. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is weighing whether to opt into a federal initiative that allows taxpayers to receive a $1,700 tax break for donating to nonprofits that fund student scholarships. Parents could use the money for private school tuition, tutors, or after-school programs. Democrats and teachers' unions have expressed concerns that this program will be used to deplete public school enrollment and funnel money toward private schools. Shorts Brewing Company is coming to Traverse City. The company purchased the east side of Logan's Landing on South Airport Road, along with Keen Technical Solutions. The ticker reports the property will see millions of dollars in new investment. Shorts plans to develop a tap room with on-site brewing, food service, and indoor and outdoor seating that will include a riverside tiki deck. The tap room is targeted for a spring 2027 launch. And Chipotle is planning to open its first Traverse City location. The ticker reports the restaurant would be on the Grand Traverse Mall property near the former Macy's parking lot. Garfield Township Planning Commissioners will review the company's application Wednesday. Township staff are recommending the application be approved. And that's the Up North Lowdown for Tuesday, April 7th. I'm Dan Wanchura. Thanks for joining me.
Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.